Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh? Uh-huh.
God bless you all today. We welcome you to the God in the Midst radio broadcast. Hallelujah, known also as Get 'Em. We welcome each one of you tonight. My name is Pastor Helen Price. I am the sister of Apostle Barbara Kizzy, who is the official host of this Get 'Em radio broadcast. And tonight she's asked me to come in to be a guest host tonight as she is out and taking care of other businesses, and we praise God for that and prayerfully getting some rest and a little vacation time. Glory to God. So I want to thank God for each one of you that are on tonight. We look to the Lord to just have his way tonight. We have a special guest tonight, which is Apostle Kizzy's niece and also my niece, who is Marissa Yarbrough. Glory to God. And we're going to be talking with her tonight about some special things tonight, even during the pandemic. This has been the month where the Lord has been using Apostle Kizzy to bring so much wonderful information to us of what we've learned during the time of the pandemic. So now let's open up this night in a word of prayer, and then we'll get right into the time where we'll be talking with my niece, Marissa Yarbrough, in Jesus' name. Father God, as we come even tonight, we come to tell you that we love you and we worship you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. You told us to come before your presence with thanksgiving, to make a joyful noise unto you, Lord God, and to praise your name, Lord God. And we are to worship you in spirit and in truth of who you are. So we come this night to give thanks to you. We thank you for all of your manifold blessings unto us, for waking us up this morning, for protecting us all throughout the day today. Thank you, kind Heavenly Father, for giving us food to eat and clothes to wear and a nice place to stay in and a nice vehicle to drive. Thank you for gas in the vehicle. Thank you for health and strength and for the use and activity of our arms and our legs. Oh, Father, thank you for our five senses. Thank you for giving us the ability to see and to taste and to touch and to hear and to smell. We don't take these things for granted, Lord God. And then as we come, kind Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the greatness and magnitude of your love for us, Father God. We thank you in that you loved us so much that you gave the very best that you had to give, which is your precious darling son, Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, as always, we want to take this time to love on you and to worship you in the beauty of your holiness, thanking you for your good and goodness, thanking you for your tender mercies, thanking you for your amazing grace, your love, your kindness, your fidelity and faithfulness unto the Father and unto us. For truly you came in the volume of the book to do the will of the Father. And we worship you this day and thank you for who you are in our lives. We thank you for your precious blood that was shed for us, and for your body that was broken, that we might be brought into right standing with the Father, that we might be redeemed from every work of the devil and all of his cohorts, that we may be sanctified and established as holy, set apart people in you, and that we also may be reconciled unto the Father, that there is no more enmity between us. And then we thank you again for your precious blood that was shed and your body that was broken, because through that we have a better covenant based on better promises. And we're so grateful to you tonight. We worship you in spirit and in the truth of who you are. For because of that covenant, we have a right relationship with God our Father, and we have a relationship We have a relationship. I'm going to say that again, a relationship, not just religion, Lord God. We have a relationship with you. And so tonight as we come, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the relationship we have with you. We thank you for everlasting, eternal life and life more abundantly. Thank you for that abundant life. Thank you for peace with you. Thank you for even now prosperity and healing and health and wholeness. Thank you even now for protection as we go in and come out. And thank you even now for deliverance from every single bondage and every habit. Thank you tonight for joy unspeakable and full of glory. And then thank you, Lord Jesus, that you told us it was for our benefit that you go away. For you said if you go not away, then the precious Holy Spirit would not come unto us. But you said when he has come, he would lead and guide us into all truth. He would show us things to come. He would give us the power that we need to witness, to serve, and to love. He would glorify and magnify you, Lord Jesus, and take the things of you, Lord God, and reveal them unto us. Precious Holy Spirit, we thank you tonight. We thank you for being our helper, our comforter. Thank you for being the one who's our intercessor. Thank you for being the spirit of supplication and the spirit of grace. We yield to you tonight, precious Holy Spirit, for you to do what you do best. You're the one that gives us the power that we need to witness, to serve, and to love. Oh, we glorify you, Lord God Almighty. And we say, precious Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. Lord God, you said in the last days you would pour out of your spirit upon all flesh. Oh, pour out your spirit tonight in a mighty and in a tremendous way, Lord God. Let us not go away from this place the same. For you said, Lord God, Lord Jesus, if two of us would gather together in your name, there you are in our midst. And this is what the program is called, God in the Midst. And you're in our midst. And we gather today in your name, Lord Jesus. And our eyes are upon you. We're looking to you tonight to do what you do best, to bless by your spirit. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for our speaker tonight, Lord God, for Marissa Yarbrough, Lord God, my precious niece, Lord God. We thank you tonight for even blessing her in every aspect, Lord God, and moving upon her in a very special and mighty way, Lord God. We thank you for your touch upon her. We know she's been to work, Lord God, and had work today. Lord, we ask that you would strengthen her, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, that you would undergird her tonight in all that we do tonight. And then for the people that will be on the line tonight, those who are coming on this broadcast, we ask that you would meet every man, woman, boy, and girl at the point of their need, whatever that need might be. Oh, Lord, meet them at the point of their need tonight. Bless them and strengthen them, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And, Father, we know that there may be ones who may listen to this broadcast, Lord God, at a later date. Some may listen to it 5 years from now. There may be some who may listen to it 25 years from now. And there may be somebody who's going to listen to this broadcast even 100 years from now if you tarry to come, Lord Jesus. And so we thank you tonight that you would bless every person, every man, woman, boy, and girl that will listen to this particular broadcast, that you would meet each one at the point of their need in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that you would continue to strengthen them and lead them and guide them and draw them closer to you in Jesus' name. Again, kind Heavenly Father, we say tonight, have your way. Precious Holy Spirit, we're looking to you to move mightily in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Lord, we give you glory in advance. We don't wait until the service is over. We give you glory and we give you honor and praise for this particular broadcast. And we thank you. Lord God, I plead your name, your blood, your word, your protection over Marissa, not only now, but after the broadcast, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I give you thanks. Thank you for my little nephew, Amari. And I give you praise, Lord God. And I give you honor, even for Marissa's mom and dad, Lord God, and all the family. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we give you glory. We give you much praise. And we give you much honor with much thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we come again tonight, and we're prepared now to begin the program tonight. And we're going to present to some and introduce to some and present to others my niece, and her name is Marissa Yarbrough. She is a mother and the CEO of her own company and a great woman of God. And we thank God for her, and a great woman not only of God, but of faith. in God and faith in Jesus' name. And we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. So I present to some and introduce to others Marissa Yarbrough. Hi, Marissa.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Doing fine. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me tonight.
Oh, thank you for accepting the invitation by Kizzy and my daughter Joy, who recommended that you be on tonight. We knew you would be good for what, so we could be able to hear and learn of some things during the pandemic. Now, we're going to start right off tonight and asking some questions before we get into about the homeschooling part. First of all, and these are questions that were given to me by my sister, Apostle Kizzy. And so as we come tonight, we ask the question, what is your favorite scripture and why?
Okay, so my favorite scripture is Mark 9:23. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And I like that scripture ever since I was maybe 14. And I chose that scripture because at that time we were kind of transitioning from Tennessee to California. So I was kind of in a new place and I didn't know what to expect or anything, if I was going to make friends, if people were going to like me, if I was going to like people. So, you know, of course, both of my parents, my mom and dad being the godfriend people that they are, they told me, you know, just pray about it and ask God to give you peace. And he brought me this scripture. And I kind of been leaning on that scripture all my life. Basically.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How did it work for you that when you got there, all things are possible? What are some things that you've seen from that about all things being possible?
Well, when I was younger, I was kind of shy, believe it or not. My family knows that I'm not shy around them, but when I'm around other people, I'm very shy and timid. So, you know, I asked him, if you can, I'm believing in you to give me the confidence to make it through every day, to interact with people and not be fearful of every day in a new environment. So he gave me that confidence every time I read that scripture, every time I read my Bible and just talked to him on a daily basis. He gave me that confidence, and I made many friends. I was comfortable at my school. He blessed me to go to a very small and intimate school where everybody was super nice, and I still to this day, when I have meetings with my business or meet new customers and stuff, you know, even my business idea alone, having a business alone is a testimony to God because, you know, he made everything possible for me. He really did. On the simple fact that I believed in him and that I love him and that he believes in me and he loves me.
Oh, hallelujah. That is so wonderful and very profound. I love that. I love that. That's a great word. Marissa, a great word. Now tell us about your salvation experience, how you came to know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, because you seem to have a very intimate relationship with him. So tell us about your salvation experience.
Well, because of my family, I've known about God all my life and grew up in the church. But I can say the first time that I actually experienced, the Holy Spirit and just actually hearing God and being close to him was, I don't remember the year, but it was a long time ago. And I went to a women's retreat with my mom, and we were living in Tennessee. So this was a long time ago. And we were sitting up at the front, and they were asking people to, you know, give themselves to God. They did the salvation prayer, and it was something that I can't remember the words that the woman was saying, but she was saying very powerful words, and I just lifted my hands up, and I felt everything that you're supposed to feel when you feel the Holy Spirit. And I just simply heard God say, lean on me, trust in me, and, you know, basically saying that he has me forever. And I cried and kind of like felt that I literally gave my life to him. Now, that was just on my own personal connection. I know my mom probably doesn't remember me actually talking about it, but that was a very monumental moment for me in my relationship with God. And, you know, then we moved, when I got older and moved to California, I gave myself to God in a water, being baptized in the water. Probably 2010 or 2011, I don't remember the exact date. And at that church, I was very into everything. I went to Bible study every Sunday. I had very close relationships with the pastors and the ministers there. So I built my relationship with God higher when I was in high school. And now I feel like I lean on him even more with everything, especially having a child. When I had Amari, I really made sure that God was the center of my life, because when you have a child, it's not just you. It's you and your child. You have to think of the well-being of your child. And I wanted to make sure that God knew that I knew that he gave me Amari as a gift. So I wanted to be strong and have a strong relationship with God off of that, because of that.
Hallelujah. That is a monumental testimony. I thank God. I was going to ask you next about your water baptism experience, and you answered that already. And so I wanted to tell us a little bit about your family. You already told us at first about your mom and dad being saved, but tell us a little bit about your family. And Apostle said you can share whatever you want to share at this time about them.
Well, I have a big family. Both of my parents are from St. Louis, so I feel like St. Louis is a part of me in a big way. I have, of course, my own personal family is me and Amari. It's just me and him for now. And then, of course, I live with my parents, who are very generous and confident for me. So I stay with them, and I have a sister, an older sister. I'm the youngest of five. I have an older sister and three brothers, and one of my brothers unfortunately passed away, but he's with the Lord in a better place, and we know that he's safe with him. And then, yeah, all my family is in St. Louis, so I try to visit them as much as I can. And I love them dearly, and I know if they're listening tonight, I want to say hey to all my family. Hey, family, I hope y'all are doing well and being safe out there.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. That's a wonderful blessing. Thank you for sharing about your family. That's and our family, hallelujah. That's such a great blessing. Now, let's begin about the virtual learning, because one of the things that I think the impetus or the reasons that Apostle would have wanted you on tonight was to begin to tell us your experience during this pandemic, which began to see March of last year. I might have started before that, but in March was when many people became very aware of it and when the whole world, as we know it, was changed. So what was your first reaction when it was announced about school from home, virtual learning? Tell me about that. Tell us about that.
Well, if you know me, you know that I don't like teaching, but I would rather have somebody instruct me on how to do something. So when they first told me about the virtual learning, I was kind of like, oh, my gosh, that means I have to homeschool my child. And I hope I can be the teacher that he needs, because not saying that I can't do it, because I can do it and I have been doing it, but it will be a challenge for me, because I have to teach him things that I haven't read in years, because he is he's seven. When the virtual learning, when they announced that we were doing virtual learning, he was just turned seven or still six. And so he's still in elementary school. He was in first grade, and now he's in second grade. So he's been in virtual learning for a year now, literally a year. So I was very shocked and like, okay, this is, we're going to have to make a plan. And I talked with my mother, who was the one who helps me tremendously with virtual learning. If it wasn't for her, whew, you know, the math part would be kind of in the weight of the water for me.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I want to ask you what came to my mind, too, while you were talking was that, mm-hmm. did it help at first when you learned you had to do virtual learning and to be able to, you know, schooling from home, did your sister Rachel, did that help that she had already begun, even before the pandemic, to be able to do some homeschooling with her children? Did that help you at all?
Yes, it did. So my sister does homeschool her children, and she gave me a lot of great resources because I want to say it was like a month or two before they actually provided computers and resources for the children. So it was weeks that, well, not, I want to say weeks, but because my sister was like, hey, he needs to stay up on his math, his reading, his writing. So she sent us stuff like ABC Mouse. She started her own program or her own Facebook group and website that kind of helps give resources for people who are newly homeschoolers. So that helped out a lot until they gave us the computers. And I do want to say the school that he goes to is a part of Shelby County, which is, you know, we live in Memphis, so it's a part of the Shelby County school zones, but it's a charter school. And I want to say that they made this experience really easy for the parents. I'm not sure about other people's experiences, especially at the other schools, but for my school, they really had it organized. They set a day where we all learned about how to use computers. They provided us with all the links that we need. When we got on the computer, all we had to do was, you know, turn on the computer and the links are there. It's there. You just have to make sure they click the link at the right time and do the work. That's all you have to do. So they made it super easy and informed us every step of the way. So I do appreciate that with Amari School. And it really is a blessing that I found this school. Found a school in Memphis because no other schools are doing what his school is doing. So, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's great. That is absolutely great. Now, another question she gave me to ask you was, did you set up a specific area for learning?
Yes.
And also you can answer this together. And how has your son adapted? How has Amari adapted to virtual learning? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so because his school didn't do virtual learning right away, me and my mom already had a room set up for us to do work at home because our job had already shut down. They told us, okay, but y'all can work from home or, you know, do your thing at home. So that's what we had our desk set up. So what I said was, well, we're going to make him a desk as well. And at first we were doing two tables because he had a lot of paperwork. I was doing two small tables just so his area wouldn't be take up so much room, basically. But eventually we went to, I want to say, I got this desk at Walmart, and it was like a $69 desk, and it has a nice, cute pullout. And it's level, it's high enough, short enough for a child to sit in it. So we got that desk, and I made his area nice and fun. you know, with kids, you got to make it kind of fun for them so that they can actually adapt to it. And that kind of goes into the other question that you had.
That's what I was going to say. You can answer that at the same time, because I was going to ask you, what ways do you make virtual learning fun? So expand on that. How do you make it? How did you make it fun?
So he already likes working on computers and watching videos. So and he likes to color and draw. So at his desk, we had in the drawer, we gave him plenty of markers, plenty of paper. And then we also made sure that we got him headphones, like cool-looking headphones, so it can get him excited. Ooh, I get to wear my headphones at school. And we got him some, I keep using the word cute, but I know he's going to be like, it's not cute, Mom, but it's cute to me. It's kids, though. So I got him colorful holders for his to hold his books and to hold all his charts and stuff that the school sends over. And I found a lot of those, the colorful holders at IKEA. IKEA is great for if you want, like, outside of the standard colors of, like, black and white and gray and red. You know, you don't want to have a dull station when you have kids learning. You want to make it fun and bright so that when they come to their desk, they say, "Oh, okay, this is interactive. I like this. This is colorful." And he has a lot of coloring books, so that's what keeps him kind of focused during the day.
Now, was anything on his wall? Anything's on his wall or just around the desk?
Around his desk, I blew up a big schedule for him. So, like I said, his school has links, Zoom links that they have to click on, and his school did very well with organizing the schedule. It was color coordinated, so it kind of tells where the class is going to be, who's the class with, the link to the class, and the time. So I went to FedEx and kind of blew a big poster up so that he can see it every day, instead of him having to click back to his schedule. Because that's kind of hard, you know, that was his first time actually handling a computer, a real computer, not just an iPad or a tablet or something like that. He was handling a real computer. So, you know, that's a foreign language to them when they're young. And he's, at that time, he was six. So it was like, you know, how do I do this? How do I move the computer, the mouse around, stuff like that. So anything to make it easier for him to maneuver through the classes, what I was going to do.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Mm-hmm. Now, has the extra screen time of him being on the computer been a lot for his eyes?
Yes, I definitely can say it has. Over the last couple of months, we actually been trying to limit his screen time outside of school, like with his iPad and with the TV and stuff, because he's on his computer for school all day long. So his school starts at 7:45 and ends at 3:45. So, and they have about they have about 3 15-minute breaks, and then they have a 30-minute lunch. So he's basically on the screen for 7 hours. So a few months ago, I would say about 6 months ago, I got him a pair of blue light glasses, but he didn't like them because they were too small, so I feel like he kind of just kept them in his desk. But I just recently bought him a bigger pair, a new pair, just so it can help with the screen time. I don't know if y'all know what blue light glasses are, but
Tell us about that.
Okay, so blue light glasses are just regular reading glasses. They're not prescription. They just help block the UV rays from the computer screen and kind of lessen the stress on your eyes. So I have them automatically built into my prescription glasses. So I just went and bought him some. The first time I bought him some was from Calm Optics. and they have cool styles for kids and stuff like that. But I got him the wrong size, so they were a little bit smaller. They were for the small kids. And he was like, oh, that's for a baby, so I don't know if I really want to wear it. But I recently just went to the eye doctor, and they had a lot for teenagers. So I got him some, like, cool, you know, kind of older-looking glasses, and maybe that helped him wear them more. And they were only, like, $7.99 at Walmart. So
great.
It's something to really invest in if you are looking at a screen. Even if you're not looking at the screen all day long, if you're looking at your phone often, I feel like, you know, that's a good thing to have with you. Because they're like reading glasses, but they just help block the extra light that's coming from the screen.
Oh, that's great. Now, I noticed that when I had the honor and the privilege of Amari spending a few days with us at the house, which is so wonderful. Mm-hmm. I just love Amari so much. One of the things that he said was that his earphones had been bothering him. He told me you were going to get him some more. Did you get him some more earphones?
Yeah, he has some cushions, some extra cushion ones, the gray ones now. And that works out perfect for him.
Tell me about what bothered him about the earphones. So other people that might be listening might want to know that their earphones, because I'm kind of like that with mine. Joy got the big heavy ones, and uh-huh. I didn't like the big heavy ones, and so she got me another lightweight pair that is, but still, you know, they can be over there. And then sometimes I have a problem. Even wearing the what do you call it, the cordless, the what do you call that?
Yeah, the wireless. The AirPods.
Tell us about, because somebody's given me two pair. I've got two pair, but I still kind of have a little problem with them. So tell me about with it, because somebody might be listening as a parent, and you that are listening here on the line tonight, and those are ones I know, like Minister Rachel, she has, I think, about four children that she's homeschooling, so there may be some questions or some comments that you might want to make after you hear Marissa tonight. And so we're looking forward to that. And you might say, well, I don't have any children. But you might be like me, have nieces and nephews, grandchildren. And so we look forward to hearing from you tonight and your input tonight those of you who are listening on the line. And we thank God for you. So tell us about the earphones, Marissa. Tell us about it.
So the main thing, the headphones that you saw him have, those were some, mm-hmm. I forgot the brand, but they were just the regular Bluetooth wireless headphones, and they were the one size fits all, so they kind of made them small. It wasn't like adjustable headphones, so you couldn't make them mm-hmm. bigger, if that makes sense. You couldn't make the size longer. So because it was so small on the top of his head, it kind of pinched the back of his ears a little bit, and he didn't like that. He likes it to be where it could be room on top of his head, and if he wants to, like, push the headphones back, it's okay. And Amari, he has kind of like a kid in play hairstyle. So
yeah.
his hair is tall, so he needs headphones that adjust so it can go over his hair. And I do want to say, if you are doing virtual learning and you want your child to have headphones, I say it's good to have probably about 3 to 4 pair of headphones. One, because that kids are kids. They're not going to be as gentle as we would be as an adult with the headphones. So, you know, it is possible that they break the headphones. And second, if it is broken, or if it has a shortage in one of the headphones, you could switch the headphones easily. And also because some days, you know, as an adult, some days things feel uncomfortable or you just want to switch it up sometimes. So kids want the same thing. So, you know, you want to give your child variety as well. Some days they want to wear blue headphones. Some days they want to wear gray or white headphones. So just make it fun and interesting. That goes back to how do you keep them interested in the virtual learning.
Yes, yes. And that's great. Now, this is our last question on this particular part. We still have some more questions for you, but this is the last part. Tell us the good thing about virtual learning, you know, to people that are listening and may not have children, and they may be doing the same thing. Tell us a good thing about virtual learning.
I think the good thing is I actually have two reasons. The good thing, the first reason is because the child is still learning. They still have a resource to learn and continue their schooling. Like, that is a big blessing. You can't actually go to the school. You can learn at home in the comfort of your own home and at your own pace. That's the first good reason. The second good reason would be because we can't go outside and interact with other kids, he can interact with his classmates that he already knows through Zoom and their Friday parties and stuff like that. So those are the good reasons for me. And I'm pretty sure if Amari was here talking right now, he would say it's because he gets to see his friends too.
Well, that's great. That is very great. That's very great. I really, and before you leave from that, tell me something about that Friday parties. What kind of parties do they have? What kind of things do they do for the children?
So his school is so fun. They have a Friday meetups, and they call them Fun Fridays. And that's just a town hall for all the kids to come together. And some Fridays they do dance parties. Some Fridays they just do games where the kids can actually win something, and they can go up to the school. Even though we're not at the school, if they win something, the principal will have something at the school waiting for them to pick up easily at the front door or something. So Fun Fridays are always something to talk about.
Oh, that's great. That's a great thing. That's a good thing. Glory to mm-hmm. God. Now, on top of being a mom of a virtual learner, you are also, during this pandemic, you are also the CEO of your own business. And I know that you've been, as I said, in the natural and in the spiritual, you've been through the Lord, a mover and a shaker. You've always had to either written a book or you're got a business going, a business. But this business seems to be a great business that God has you. What is the name of your business, Marissa?
So the name of my business is Sunflower Beauty. I sell lashes, lip glosses, basically beauty products. And I just recently added on T-shirts and onesies. So I'm trying to expand into all avenues of beauty.
And to all that. Wait a minute, excuse me one second. Wait a minute. I'm getting used to doing this tonight. It expands to all avenues of business?
Of beauty, I'm sorry.
Beauty. Okay, all right. Sometimes I know that I don't always tell my sister, she goes on with the program, but still I was made aware that I keep saying the word great. So I have to find another word for great, but it does sound great to me. So forgive me for keep on saying the word great. All right. Yeah. So, you know, you don't really hear what you're saying a lot of times, sometimes when you're doing something. So the name of your business again is called Sunflower Mint. M-I-N-X.
Mm-hmm. Well, it used to be called Sunflower Mint and Beauty. But mink as in M-I-N-K, and I spell it with a Z, but it's M-I-N-K-S. And that's just minks is another word for lash extensions. So it's a type of lash. But I revamped earlier last year, and I simplified the name, and it's just Sunflower Beauty now. Because I'm selling more than just lashes and like lip gloss and stuff like that. So I just want to make
question.
It all
what do
inclusive
you sell?
For everybody.
Yes, the next question. What do you sell?
So I sell lash strips, and I sell different types of lip glosses. I just added on T-shirts about confidence, and I sell onesies, which are adult onesies, like a one piece for adults. And I also sell a lot of lip care products and just little cute accessories like necklaces, bracelets, purses, things like that.
Well, that's great. I know Joy said for me to say to you that, you know, she has the onesie and she just loves it. It's great, you know, the onesie. And so,
yeah, she
what is the website?
The
is the website Sunflower Beauty?
The website Sunflower Beauty? The website is sunflowers with an S at the end, beauty.com. And at the moment, if you go to my website, it's going to say that it won't open back up until May 1st because I wanted to do a revamp for the whole business for our first year anniversary, which is coming up on May 1st. And on May 1st, I'm going to reveal a whole new website. I'm going to add a few new products. Yes, and it's going to be a great day. May 1st is a Saturday, May 1st, so that's coming up fast, and we're going to have a lot of new exclusive things. So be on the lookout if you are into
beauty. Did you keep Aunt Helen in mind? Because Aunt Helen wants something to fit her.
Yeah. I got you, Aunt Helen. I promise I do.
Okay. All right. So you got something for us, too. Well, I praise God. Who is your user, is your customer base? You know, because I'm older. Are there young people, or who is your customer base? And do you have a customer target, or what is
Actually, so, and I know you're probably going to ask this question too, like, what is my mission statement and stuff? Like, my business caters to the everyday woman. And I say that because I grew up not being the girliest girl. But I do like to play around and make up a little bit here and there. And now that I'm older, I like to do it more, but it's not like I have to do it all the time type thing. So I say the everyday woman because, you know, every woman is different. We all like to pamper ourselves. We all like to look pretty. But we don't want to be super extreme, or we don't want to do so little. I'm like in between. If you want to wear lashes and lip gloss, then you will wear lashes and lip gloss and look fabulous still. If you want to just worry about your lip care, then you have that as well. If you want to wear a onesie to feel comfortable or to feel confident, you can wear that as well. So I cater to all types of women. My customer base so far has been between ages of 18 and 45. I've had older clients, and I've had younger clients as well. I mean, customers as well. So I cater pretty much to everybody. And if you ever come and shop with me, I promise you to give you the best customer service, the best quality products, and we just have a good time talking about lashes and beauty.
Now, there are some of us who don't know the first thing about putting on lashes, and but maybe secretly in our hearts, some may say, oh, I would like to try some lashes one day, but I don't even know how to do it. Do you have any videos and how-tos on your site or in YouTube or anything that tells about your product for the, and the second question is, do you have also videos of, models that are modeling your onesies and your products there? That's still the question, the lashes and the onesies.
Yes, so I do have social media. Instagram is my main go-to, and also Facebook. On Instagram, I have many videos of my customers putting on their lashes, and I have a few how-to slides on my Instagram as well. And if you do have Instagram, you can follow me at Shop Sunflower Beauty, and you'll see a big sunflower with Sunflower Beauty on the profile picture. I am going to try, that's actually one of my main goals, to try to put out more how-to videos because a lot of customers say, I really want to wear lashes. I really want to buy these lashes, but I just don't know how to do it. It's so hard. And I always tell them, hey, it's easy. If you really want to do something, trust me, you'll be able to do it. It just takes practice. So you can find all of that great stuff on my Instagram and on my Facebook. It's Sunflower Minks with a Z and Beauty.
Glory to God. Thank you. You know, that's a question I really wanted to ask. Now, I'm going to ask you the last, the last two questions. And the last two questions for tonight are, how have you been able to remain focused during this pandemic? And then what is your advice to other business owners?
How I stay focused is writing down a lot of things. And I know this is going to sound kind of out there, but how I focus is making sure that I have a lot of rest. If I'm not rested, I'm not going to give the best ideas. I'm not going to give out the best ideas. I'm not going to give myself the push that I need. So rest is like how I stay focused. I actually take my me time. I actually step away and look at the business from a wider perspective instead of just up close and actually in it, so I can see where the business needs to go. And also, I pray a lot over my business. That's mandatory, sleeping and praying over my business, because I do want to say, and I know this is going off the rails for the question, but God literally gave me this business. He literally gave me the words to say, the money to spend for it, the ideas for it, the confidence for it, the color schemes for it. He literally told me everything. And I remember actually the day that it happened. It was the first week of the pandemic. And I was sitting in my bed. I turned off my TV because, you know, after that first week, you done watched every binge, watched everything on Netflix and everything on the TV. So I sat there and I was like, I don't know what to do. And God was like, get your notebook, get a pen, and I want you to write down what I'm telling you. And I literally wrote down everything. And he gave me every single thing I needed for my business right then and there. And he's doing the same thing this year. He's giving me new ideas to take this business further. He's giving me ideas for a new business to start an actual legacy for my child, for my family, something that we all can experience. And he's giving me, so like I said, sleep and prayer. Those are the things that keep me focused and keep me going. I guess that kind of ties in with the last question with the advice for the business owners. If you want to start a business, I want to say, if you want to start a business, just do it. Write it down, listen to God, pray about it. If it's something that God wants you to do, he's going to open up every single door for you. He's going to make it so easy that when you look back on it, you're going to say, dang, I was stressing about starting this business. And he made it super easy. Every single door that I needed open, he opens for me. So I say, do it. Write it down. Pray about it. Fast about it. And it'll come to life. And have confidence in yourself. Have confidence and trust in God that he's going to see you through even in the hard times. Because I can say when I first started, it was on a high. Like, people were buying from me every other day. Then all of a sudden, all of my sales stopped. When that happens, that's the time when you are truly a true business owner, when all your sales stop and you don't know when your next sale is coming. That's when you put everything that God put into play for you into action. You sit there and you pray and you make out a plan and you moving forward. You don't just stop right then and there because you're not making a sale. You keep moving forward. And eventually it happened. I started making consistent sales after that little dry spell. So I say to my business owners, to my people who want to start a business, just go out there and do it. The world needs what you're selling. You need what you're selling, and be confident in that.
Oh, that, now see, here I go again, because it is great. That's great. I'm laughing at myself. It is great. It's awesome. I just thank God for your testimony about God giving you the business and telling you exactly what to do and how to do it and your advice to other business owners. Something else came in my spirit while you were talking to ask you mm-hmm. about, because I thought that was the greatest thing that I saw you doing, too. You had pop-up shops. You had pop-ups. How many pop-ups have you had, and how did that work for you? Tell other business owners that are virtual that do their, you know, business online, and then you even had pop-ups. How did that work for you?
So I've had 3 pop-up shops so far. I had 1 virtual, 1, I think, wait, 1 or 2. I can't think right now. But I had 1 that was very successful, and then I had 1. My very first pop-up shop was not successful at all. But after that, I kind of learned the do's and don'ts of pop-up shops. Now, I was super, super scared. I can say that I was scared because I was like, it's in the middle of a pandemic, and I'm trying to have a pop-up shop face-to-face with people I don't even know, like random people. But I'm so glad I stepped foot. Took that step to do it, and the first pop-up shop didn't go as planned because everything wasn't lined up with the promoter and the person who was hosting it, so that didn't work out, but I didn't stop believing. I didn't stop, didn't give up then. I signed up for another pop-up shop, which was so successful. The host is a woman that I have a now relationship with. Whenever she has a pop-up shop, I'm one of the first people she calls and says, hey, you want to do this? When I got there, I was real nervous. Fortunately, I had my boyfriend there with me, and he helped me set up everything. He made it super easy for me where I didn't have to carry anything. All I had to worry about was making it look pretty and talk to my customers. And I do want to say, if you're a business owner and you have like a physical product, and you need to try to figure out if you can do a pop-up shop, because the pop-up shop gives you a chance to promote your brand out of your own mouth, not just words from social media or the website. And you can hype up other people, go network with other business owners. Also, it just gives people a sense of who's running the company and how the product is actually, how it looks before they even buy. So that was like a big plus. People always commented on how put together my table was and how it's like I actually cared about how my table looked and how people perceived my business. So a pop-up shop would be very, very beneficial to you if you are a business owner of a product.
Glory to God. That is, I thank God. That is just such a wonderful blessing. And now what we're getting ready to do, Marissa, is that we're getting ready mm-hmm. to open up the lines now. We already have 2 waiting online to talk to you. If you listen to this program and you want to encourage this precious woman of God, Marissa, or if you have something you want to impart about your own virtual homeschool learning during the pandemic, or even about businesses that you've been starting and you want to make a comment tonight, or if you just want to encourage the heart of Marissa, press your number one key. We see you pressing those keys now. Press your number one key, and then you can be able to say something. Don't hesitate. Come on now and give me some ones that will come on in and give some encouragement to the woman of God tonight. And so I thank God for each one of you that are on the line tonight. We always start off first with Pastor Mom. And Pastor Mom is going to be the first one who will talk with you tonight, Marissa, your grandmother. We call her
Yes, hey, Grandma.
Mom, you on, Mom?
Yes, I am. And I really enjoy whatever she says. And whatever she's doing, and most of all, what she talks about, how the Lord shows her how to do things. That is real beautiful. And I thank the Lord for helping her and putting on what she has to do. And I thank the Lord for her. and tell her to keep on going. And
she can hear you, Mom. Marissa can hear you.
I will thank the Lord for helping you. And
yes, me too.
So I won't have anything else to say because everything she just said was very good. And I thank the Lord.
Thank you, Grandma.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Pastor Mom, that was a good word. That I saw you listen to it all, so thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, our next one that we're going to have to come on the line tonight is Minister Rachel and her family. Let me get it. Minister Rachel,
hi.
Are you on?
Yes. Hi.
All right.
How
are you doing?
Oh, God got us so peaceful right now. Oh, my kids asleep.
Oh, your children.
This is very rare. I'm going to tell you the truth. It's very rare. Oh, my dear. I said, Lord, thank you for, I'm thanking them for you, Helen, because when you prayed yesterday, it was going crazy yesterday in the atmosphere. And then today, oh, my dear, as the day started going downward, now my baby's asleep. They sleep and they ain't getting up. So I'm like,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you begin to talk to Marissa, I want to ask you, Minister Rachel, did all go well with the inspection?
Yes, because I said when they was looking around and everything, I said what you had said, and God is doing something wonderful. And also, because they had 20 violations were found. In my, like, they have to get done. And he said each violation they would have to pay would be $2,000 per violation. Now,
wow.
I said, God have mercy on them. I said, God have mercy on them because 2,000 times 20.
Wow.
20 violations, and each violation is $2,000 for the city.
Wow.
In my unit. And the other violations, he was like, he can't write those down. But I said, God, have him write those down, too. The other ones that he claimed he can't write. I believe in my heart. I say, if you don't want to live in, like, I'm saying this to them. The condition that they had me and my children live in, they themselves would not have themselves living in it. So they should see it like that. That's why I say, God, have them see it like that. And then if we have to go to another unit that they have fixed up the correct way, because they have some units fixed up for certain ethnicities, and then for the ones that they want to put out, like they'll put let us move in, but they'll keep showing us the door every year that we're there. And that's what kept happening to me. But I said, God, I do release all love. I kept saying it. And I was like, Lord, what you had told me to do. And he had just been, it is such a peace right now. And I just want to also say to Sister Marissa, oh, my dear, when she talked about blue light glasses, you know I went on my Walmart.com and ordered those tonight, and I got them for $5.
Hallelujah.
Yes, that's good.
$5. God bless you both. I mean, I got blessed. God gave me his favor when I went on Walmart.com because mine's costed, they were $7-something, so I got me 2 pairs just in case the kids get a hold of one and break it. So I had to get me a double. And then I got them.
Yes, always
I got,
get a backup. That's good.
Yeah, I got my son's blue, and I got my daughter's pink. Cause I got 3 girls and 3 boys, but my older two, they grown. They go to college. So I didn't get them any glasses. They can order their own. But my little ones, my one that's going to be 14 next month, and my other one in September, he's going to be 13. And my little Amber at the end of the year, December 28th, she's going to be 10. And my little Princess Gabrielle, she turned 11 in this month. So, yeah, they're going to need it because when some of their curriculum, what I do is mine's Jesus Warriors, and I have my EIM number. And I'm able to give out diplomas. Like, I've been doing this since 2009. The IRS gave me my EIN number and everything. I can get a building. And I can also, by God's grace, he gave me that like years ago when I was going through my marriage with my husband. It was really hard for me, and also homeschooling, because he didn't really like homeschooling, but I was old-fashioned. I always wanted to be part of the education because I love Jesus, and I want to always plant that in them so they will always know that he is Lord, and he is Lord over education and everything. And I always call, I don't say science when I'm teaching. I say God's green earth, because God made the earth, and I go to Genesis. I take them where he made the animals and everything like that, and he made everything, and it was good. So I teach it like that way, and I buy books that honor him, and he helps me. Like I use Pastor Helen's daughter's book as one of my curriculums for encouragement for the girls, and also my son's. My oldest son actually liked that book too. I read it with to him. My oldest son, he'll turn 21, so he likes. My kids will like the book when I read it, and I'll talk to them about it. I gotta brush back up on it because I gotta be consistent, because everything be happening since I was going through a lot of stuff this year and last year. So I'm kind of like I put a little pause on some of the things that I was doing, like the books that God told me. But I have to get back to it. But I just thank God for you too, and I'm glad that God had me to call in because I was tired. I only had a few hours of sleep yesterday. And I was just like, God, just keep me strong and just keep strengthening y'all. I wanted to listen in on tonight, so he carried me through this day. I mean, I don't know how many hours of sleep I had. I don't know if I had 2.5, 3.5, because the kids were up and they were doing stuff. My sons, and I looked, it was 4:44 something in the morning. And I was like, oh, my dear God, I can't get back to sleep. I'm on the stairs praying in tongues. I'm like, Lord, what's going on? But I said, you got my attention, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
hallelujah.
And the Lord gets you and, up. It's
Marissa,
your reason to.
And I wanted to tell Marissa, Minister Rachel was on last night on the program, on the healing program last night. So that's where we asked her about what happened today. So we had another program last night that we were on, and she was on that program. So Minister Rachel,
well, I'm glad she
God
made it
forgive.
To both programs.
Yes, but I wanted to listen in, because had I not listened, I would have known about the blue light glasses. I needed them for my kids. Because they like playing video games, and they be on the interactive game, and I got the math game. Oh, they love the math game and the supermarket game. It teaches them about when we go to the store and what's the value of things. And I say, like, when God lets you buy bread and stuff like that. See, I want it to be like a Christian game, but they don't have those kind of Christian games. So I let them play the secular game, but it's because it doesn't have all that that crazy stuff. It has actual – it's like a virtual like you're going in the shot, right, but it's cute and cartoon form for the kids. So I'll allow them to do things on that, and it's really cute. And they have to rob her and keep them from stealing out of the store and stuff like that. And then also they do like an Instacart thing in on their phone, but it's an Instacart for the game. Like they go and they do the shopping for the person, they get their items and everything like that. I like it. I mean, it doesn't – inside the game, it doesn't call it Instacart, but it kind of reminds me of it, where they do all the shopping for this person standing there, and it's just so cute, these virtual games. As long as it builds them up and they just have fun. Oh, and then we do Flower Petal. Oh, that's a good game. You do Flower Petal because I hated Hangman. I didn't like that because that was just so terrible. I said, Lord, I don't want to play that kind of game. I want to teach them something good. So God said, do flower petals. So I'm just glad that he lets me know and lets us know how to do things for the children to give him glory. So I'm thankful for ear to hear what he's saying to us. And I know I got to listen to him more because I was tired today. And I was like, but I said, well, okay, I will obey because I love you. And he strengthened me to listen to him. So now my blue light filter glasses, my kids stuff come in this month.
Well, please let me know how that worked out for you with those blue lights, with the blue light glasses, because they really help me. I have them built in my prescription, and they really do help with We're keeping your eyes safe. So I hope they're a blessing for you and your kids.
I'm sorry for cutting you off. I never had, like, prescription glasses. Like, some, like half of my mom had 16 kids. And so what happened was almost half of them needed glasses, and I was one of them that never needed glasses by the grace of God. So my son, he inherited the gene, and he needs glasses. So he and my other son and my other daughter, so three out of my children needed it. And I'm trying to remember how many out of my mom's children needed glasses. But I can't remember because she had 9 girls, 7 boys. But then my brother, he's way younger than me. He passed away on my daughter's birthday last year. And I didn't it was really – really hard, because he was my brother that he would help me financially, because he was a giver. My brother Ron was a giver, and I thank God for him. And I do miss him, but I just thank God that he strengthened him. My mom, I love her too. She was also a giver. But I'm glad before they passed, they gave their life to Jesus, so I'll be able to see them again. Yeah, because that was very important. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Minister Rachel, I'm so glad that you came on and you were able to really share. We have Minister Treva, I think that's Minister Treva next, that's on the line, who's pushed her number one key. And then if there's anybody else that wants to push their number one key, you're welcome to do it. And we miss you. Tell Amber and Gabriella, we kind of missed them tonight. We missed hearing their voices, but we're so glad to hear you tonight. We would thank God for you, and then we pray for still concerning your brother, much comfort with much peace with strength. And so we thank God for you coming on to encourage the woman of God, Marissa, through that service tonight. So we're going to go to the next one, which is going to be area code 310 in just a moment, so you all can say goodbye to each other, Marissa and Minister Rachel.
It was nice talking to you, Rachel.
God bless you. Thank you for just being available and just being used of God to be on here so we can get some information.
Oh, thank you so much.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good evening, and God bless everyone. To Pastor Mom, Pastor Helen, to Minister Marissa, everyone in their respective places. I just want to say awesome, wonderful. God is omnipotent. I mean, I was a teacher for 30 years, and you really have to be part entertainer, part disciplinary. You got to keep the kids interested. And my nieces and nephew and others tell me, you're really funny. And sometimes I had to be a little strict to it, make it fun, but I had to be strict. And I always wanted to know about homeschooling. I was a public school teacher, and I think what you're doing is wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. I give you big props for being a teacher.
I'm not going to go into what God has shown me for my future. I met you before about a year ago when I came to Memphis. I'm Reverend Treva, and you guys have a beautiful home there. And I just am so proud of what you're doing, and great job of hosting, Helen. I don't know if I could have done it, what you've done, but you've done a marvelous.
Yes, she's doing a great
awesome job.
I'm laughing because I have much respect for what my sister, Apostle Kizzy, does.
Exactly.
And I just say hello to you, too. You said hello, but I didn't get a chance to say hello. Now continue on,
I just want to just encourage your heart, Marissa. You know, God laid this on you, and perhaps one day I'll be on there, because God is, my life, I live mostly single, but there's going to be some changes in my life. And big major changes, and so I probably will be coming to your pop up store.
Thank you, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I still and even though I'm more mature, I still get carded because people don't believe my voice. You sound so young. I said, I am young, but I actually am going to be this age that you card at me. You don't believe that I am. I don't tell my age
right.
anymore either, but I am a young woman, and I'm getting younger every day. And I just
That's
thank
right.
God, and thank God for tonight. I was scheduled to go to another Bible study, but my friend, he's here in California with other family around visiting someone who's been terminally ill. And so I was able to hear the whole program tonight. I'm so happy, and I really enjoy it. But anyway, though, I'll let you guys go so you can go on to the next person. I love y'all, and oh, I want to tell Joy she's doing a great job of being an engineer, and I'm just so proud of all y'all, all y'all, your family, extended family, my godchildren, everybody. I'm just so proud of all, everything. And God bless you, and God bless Amari. I remember him, too. And I just keep doing what you're doing because it sounds wonderful to me.
Minister Treva, Joy said
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. Last night we had the program on last night, and she was the engineer. And I was thanking everybody, you know, from Elder Hawkey, the prophetic healing night. I thanked his wife, Lady Linda, and Ministry Lane. But when I got up, I said, oh, my goodness, I didn't thank Joy because she's the one that helps me to know who, how to do, and how to open up the lines and who's on the line next. And so tonight I take it before it ends. I want to thank God for not only Minister Joy, but for Amber, for her help, and for Minister
yes.
Joy during the engineering and taking care of the keyboard and everything. There's certain things I don't know how to do concerning it like Apostle
right.
does, and I need to learn it. But I wanted to thank Joy, too. So thank you for bringing that up, and thank you for being on,
well,
Minister Treva. We do
Amber
have
too.
We do have some other ones, but I'll come back. But what did you say, Minister Treva?
I said I thank Minister Amber, too. I know she's working with Joy, too. I'm just so proud of all of y'all, and just keep up the great work.
Glory to
I
God.
Love y'all. God bless.
Love you, too. God bless.
Yes.
All righty. And we'll go to the next one. We have someone at area code 314-477. 314, your line is open.
Hello, everyone. This is your niece, Pamela, Elder Pamela. Just wanted to say that I'm so proud of my family. I am so proud of my family. I love my family. And I always say we are so gifted. I know there are a lot of gifts in all other families. I'm breathing so hard because I'm painting y'all.
Oh,
and
I just wanted to
say something because I am a virtual teacher as well, and the kids are back, so I am doing both virtual and in the classroom, and my hats go off to those parents who are still working with the children at home because a lot of the parents have chosen to keep their kids home, and it's just, you know, if you have chosen to do either or, you're still working with your children, and especially those parents who are working. You know, it is, you are a teacher. You are a teacher just like the teachers who are in the classroom, and we are doing both, and it is overwhelming. I mean, like I said, I'm doing both, and I tell you, I am exhausted when I am done because I do half and half every day, Monday through Friday. And so it's a lot. I mean, being on the computer, looking at the computer half the time, and then you're actually in the classroom half the time. So my hats go off. My hats go off. I mean, because, like, you have to still keep the kids busy at home because they are, you know, they are overwhelmed just looking at a computer. And some of those kids, they want to be at school. They want to be at school, and they don't want to be at home. And the parents want them to be at home and vice versa. So
I definitely want to say thank you for being a teacher that's in school and for virtual because Amari's school, half of his school is back in school, but I opted for him to stay in virtual learning.
Yeah,
and I can tell the difference in the teachers, because the teachers were so overwhelmed. They didn't say they were overwhelmed, but I could tell when they first started back in school.
Yeah,
they ended up telling the teachers, well, we're just going to assign certain teachers to virtual learning and have everybody separate. So I get my hat goes off to you for doing both.
Yeah, I mean, and there are certain teachers in the building who only do virtual, and then there are certain teachers in the building that just do, you know, classroom teaching. They had a certain period of time, the parents had a certain period of time to decide whether they wanted to do either or, and after that period of time, it was over with. So I think they had so many parents. If so many parents decided virtual, then the dominant, you know, had to be either in class or the other. But overwhelming. It is definitely overwhelming. And then some of the teachers, they don't want to be there. And you can just tell that they don't want to be there. And it really it sometimes bothers me because, you know, kids can feel you. And I'm a firm believer as a teacher that, you know, your heart wants to be there for these kids because it's about the kids. And I just feel like, you know, if you really don't want to be there, you need to look for another profession. That's just my heart, because my heart is for the kids. I'm an advocate for kids. And so it's just, you know, a lot of the teachers, they don't want to be back in the building. It's like they don't want any of the kids. And I know we have to be, you know, a certain kind of way with the kids. They have to line up a certain kind of way. They, you know, have to be a certain distance from one another. And, you're so, like,
well,
a certain way.
It's very necessary for, and I'm speaking from parents because I'm not a teacher, for a parent to pray over what school your child goes to, because, you know, there are a lot of teachers out there who don't have the best intent, but there are schools where, like Amari School, where all the teachers are very much into the kids, just like how Pam is saying, she's all about the kids. And that's the type of school and teachers you want to send your child to. So it's very necessary for you to pray over your child's school. And it's very necessary for teachers to pray over their school environment as well, so that it can draw out the people who are not meant to be there.
That's right. That's right. I mean, and just, you know who's teaching your child. Don't ever think just because they are a teacher that they are in your child's best interest. You know, and my suggestion is also to observe your child's classroom. If you have your child in the classroom, observe your child's classroom. Don't ever assume that teacher is out, you know, for your child's best interest. And not saying that they're not, but all teachers, you know, they make mistakes and things happen. So you want to know who's teaching your child. You want to know who's around your child, because your child is like a house. You know, for 6-7 hours, they are living in that house with those teachers. So, you know, you want to know who your child is around. You don't know those people. You think you know them just because they're in that profession. It doesn't mean that you know them. You want to know who they are, you know, and people have situations. You want to pray over the teachers. You want to pray over the building. You want to pray over the administrators. You just want to pray and make sure that your child is in the best hands. And you just want to be aware of the surroundings of where your child is. I just want to say that if your child is back in the building, and we don't know really what's going to go on or what's to come, and we just, you know, with what's going on in the world today, we want to make sure that we are always keeping our children lifted up in prayer and just standing in the gap for all of our children, because they are trying to place all the kids that gradually back in the building. So we want to just stand in the gap for the leaders and the kids. In education.
Marshall. I didn't mean to go there, but I'm just so proud of I'm proud of you, Melissa. I'm proud of those. I didn't hear everybody that spoke, but I came in on Melissa and whomever else they are home, whether they're homeschooling or they have their kids and they're virtually working with their children. You know, my hats go off for you. Just keep it up. You know, whatever you're doing, don't get discouraged. Hang in there. Hang in there, man. Yeah. Because it's a job to do.
Well, Elder Pam, I really thank God for your input today, and I thank God. I'll let Marissa say the last words to you.
Yeah.
Melissa?
Oh, well, I thank you and appreciate you for coming in and speaking those words, because it's nice to have a perspective of somebody who's actually in it right now and actually going through the motions with the kids. So I appreciate you, Pam, mm-hmm. a lot, so much.
And some of those kids, they express themselves. They're there by themselves. I just feel, you know, for the parents who have to work and leave those kids with, you know, you'd be amazed at some of the younger ones. They're there by themselves, man. Their parents are at work. And you have to say, you know, Johnny, get out of bed. I mean, get out of the
yeah.
bed. Go to a place where you're sitting up and you can sit on your computer and not lay down.
Mm-hmm.
Get from up
mm-hmm.
under the cover.
And that's why it's very important for them to have a specific location routine, because it's like school.
Oh,
you
my
have
goodness.
To know, you have to
that's
sit up and be attentive.
That takes a lot of energy out of you, man. You just be like,
it
okay,
does.
I'm done talking to Johnny. I got 15, 16 other kids to work with. Johnny, if you want to go to sleep, go to sleep. Someone, man, you just be like, okay, I'm not going to even bother with Johnny, because Johnny is not going to wake up. And he is knocked out. And, I mean, and sometimes they're like, what you going to do? You can't come and do nothing. They just be like, I don't have a pencil. Now, you know that I cannot give you a pencil the right way or draw. You know that I can't give you anything. They bring supplies to the home. So you're telling me you have nothing in the house. I don't know where the stuff is. These are first graders talking to you like, I don't know what this stuff is. Okay, well, we'll deal with you later. I'll talk to your mother later, because I'm not going to even deal with you. You can just sit there and do whatever. And, I mean, they are just, they talk to you so differently. They talk to you like fifth and sixth graders, first graders. Some of them kindergarten kids do too. You'd be amazed, man. And that really takes a lot out of you, man. Some of the kids, big sisters, big brothers. And what I mean by big sisters, big brothers, I'm talking about fourth and fifth graders, the only ones at home with them. And so it's a lot to deal with, man. It's a lot to deal with. But you can't really complain, because these parents, they have to work. So you got that part of it to deal with as well. So we just have to pray for our families. And we don't know what the setup is for our kids to feel. We don't know what this is all about, but we have to pray for our families so that our kids can continue to be successful and get the education that they're supposed to get. We really do.
Glory to God. Thank
families,
you so much
they don't
for
look,
your,
they don't care. They don't care about education as much as, you know, families used to care about education. You know, they're caring about taking a care family and making needs meet. And it's just so important that we stand in a gap for these families, and making sure these kids are getting what they need to be successful. I'm done, you guys. God bless you guys.
Glory to God. Well, Elder Pam, we thank you so much for your input today, and thank God for it. There's still, we learned so much new, even from the experiences that you've gone through. And we thank God for you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to get ready now to begin to close the program off tonight. And we thank God. We want for Marissa, would you please give us closing words as we begin to close up? If there's no one else now that wants to push their number one key, if there's anybody else that wants to push their number one key and have anything you want to say to encourage the woman of God, this is your time to do it now, because if not, we're getting ready to close the lines right now. And not close the line, begin to close up right now. Is there anyone else? Anyone else? All right. Marissa, would you give us closing words now tonight?
I just want to say I really appreciate y'all giving me an opportunity to come and speak with everybody today and just have a nice conversation with you and all the callers that called in. This really made my heart smile. I guess I needed this tonight because it gave me something uplifting to do. Do you want me to pray, or should that's all I really want to say? Anything you want me to say?
Well, one more thing I need to ask you very quickly. I need to ask you very, very quickly. What is your Cash App number?
My Cash App number is, hold on one second, because I don't know it on the top of my head. It is Sunflower M Beauty.
M what now?
M Beauty.
M
and I can,
Beauty.
And I can send it to Joy.
This is for anyone that's listening tonight. If you want to be a blessing to the woman of God and want to be able to be a blessing to her tonight, she's taking her time to come and share with us tonight, and we just want to show our appreciation for her coming tonight. You can Cash App her at, it says, $SunflowerMBeauty. And that's
Beauty, yes.
Now, you spell it out. I'm going to spell it behind you, but you say it first, and then I'll do it again. Say $.
Okay, so it's $ Sunflower M Beauty, $SunflowerMBeauty.
Thank you, Marissa. And I'll repeat that, $SunflowerMBeauty. $SunflowerMBeauty. And glory to God. So let the Lord lead and guide you as your blessing. And we thank God that even in advance, we pray over every seed that is sown, even in Marissa's life tonight, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing those that you're laying on their hearts to be able to sow seeds into her life, Lord God, and into her ministry, into her life, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless each one indeed, that you would give them, even now, Deuteronomy 1:11 blessings, that you would bless each one 1,000 times as much, that you would bless each one, Luke 6:38, good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto their bosoms, for as whatever with the measure that they needed with all, you will measure it to them again. And then we thank you, Lord God, even now, for all Ephesians 3:20 blessing. Thank you for blessing those who are sowing seeds into Marissa's life, Lord God, and into her ministry and into her life, Lord God. We thank you for blessing them exceeding abundantly over and above whatever that they could expect, ask, or even think. Bless every person, Lord God, in the way that they need it the most, with money, but even more importantly, with things money cannot buy. And so we give thanks to you. Lord, we thank you tonight for this wonderful time. You really allow things to run very smoothly. I praise you. I thank you for the anointing upon Marissa tonight. And she answered each question and encouraged our hearts, gave us insight, Lord God, into virtual learning, gave us insight into business, and that you were the one that even gave her the business. You gave her the blueprint, how to do and what to do, and encouraged our hearts as we listened even now to the woman of God. So we thank you for Marissa. We ask your blessings upon her, Amari, her mom and dad, her brothers and sisters, Lord God, And we ask you to bless them in the way that they need it the most, Lord God, with money, but even more importantly, with things money cannot buy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bless Marissa's business, Lord God. We thank you for blessing the Sunflower Beauty business, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, again, for your hand being on every area of Marissa's life. We give you praise in advance. We worship you, and we thank you for this program tonight. We thank you for Apostle Kizzy, Lord God, and her as host, Lord God. For, Lord God, you truly anointed her and graced her to do what you called her to do. We thank you for tonight. We thank you for Joy tonight and Amber and their assistance in the ministry of as an engineer and assistant tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for Joy and for Amber, for them taking out the time to be able to assist and help, Lord God. Thank you for Pastor Mom, for her listening tonight, and for each one in their respective places. Lord God, they're online tonight. Those that know, they, even though you didn't push her one for one piece, I'm asking God to bless each one of you in the way that you need it the most, in Jesus' name. And I give you glory, praise, and honor. I don't have written down tonight the things that are with them, but I praise God that Apostle will be back, Lord willing, this coming up week. And we just thank God for her and for the ministry of the God in the Midst radio program. We thank God for her and thank God for this ministry. Now, Marissa, you may have the last closing words again as we close out tonight.
Thank you again. I pray that everybody has a blessed night and y'all continue to be safe. And I love you all.
Glory to God. Thank you, Marissa. And so to each one of you, may you all have a blessed good night. And thank you all for attending, for being with us tonight, in Jesus' name. Good night, everyone.
And thank you all for joining us. We'd also like to thank our God in the Midst partner, Sylvia Samba, author of the God is Love book and poster set. Check out our website at